The next dictation is on Vincent Stackhouse, S-T-A-C-K-H-O-U-S-E, 41-year-old gentleman referred by Dr. Correction, 41-year-old African-American gentleman referred by Dr. Randall Steinberg, S-T-E-I-N-B-E-R-G, for evaluation management of his joint and muscle pain. Patient has a history of sarcoidosis diagnosed in late 1990s with a skin biopsy performed at University of Michigan. He also had a lung biopsy performed at Providence Hospital. He gave the history of having sarcoidosis mostly in the skin, in the muscles, but no involvement in the lungs. He also gave the history of being allergic to steroids. Whenever he has used steroids, his symptoms worsen. Currently complains of worsening generalized aches and pains for the last 2.5 to 3 months. He has also noticed a couple nodules which have been chronic for several years in his right hand, and swelling of the distal phalanx of the left ring finger, which is now a little more painful. He also complains of persistent fatigue. He has history of he has chronic skin rash with some healing, with a chronic skin rash which have healed, no active rash at the present time. No other history of any skin rashes, and photosensitivity or unease or ulceration or sicca symptoms. He does have cold hands or feet, but no definite Raynaud's. He complains of difficulty with sleep, mostly due to his personal situation. He works at night, and daytime he watches his little children. He also has night sweats, generalized weakness, no recent weight loss or weight gain. He has had history of iritis and has been seen by ophthalmologist infrequently. He feels that his bones are hurting more so in the cold weather lately. Has medical history, has mentioned an HBI, past surgical history, unremarkable family history, non-contributory social history, smokes 10 cigarettes a day, his wife also smokes. Rare alcohol intake, occasional illegal drugs use, drinks some soda every day, and some coffee. The correction, also drinks about 12 cups of coffee a day. Allergies to steroids and Keflex, present medications, vitamin D and flax oil. On examination today, his height was 5 feet 11 inches, weight 217, blood pressure 122 or 78. Skin examination showed chronic rash, couple of spots, one on the abdomen, one on the upper arm on the left side, and one on the left cheek. He says these are chronic, no changes. HENT otherwise unremarkable, neck, supple, chest, gait, regular aging rhythm, abdomen, soft extremities, lymphedema, musculoskeletal examination, no active synovitis, one nodular lesion in the PIP of the right index finger and the right ring finger. Also the distal phalanx of the left ring finger is swollen but non-tender. He says it has been chronically swollen. The male does not appear to have changed any. Laboratory tests available to me from 12-12-12, the review. His vitamin D level was very low. CBC and comprehensive panel were unremarkable. CD active protein was low. TSH was normal. Uric acid was normal. ACE level was elevated at 156. ANA was negative and rheumatoid factor was negative. Impression, patient has a history of polyarthralgias and a history of sarcoidosis. He appears to have skin sarcoidosis, possibly musculoskeletal also. Plans, I had a very detailed discussion with the patient. I will check additional laboratory tests. We'll attempt to get records, especially the biopsy records. I will add vitamin D3, 5,000 units daily, multivitamin 1 a day, and nebumetum 750 milligrams twice a day. He may continue use of Flexeril if needed. I have recommended ophthalmologic evaluation since he complained of some visual problems. And I will see him back and follow up in about 5 weeks. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of note to go to Dr. Randall Steinberg, STEINBRG.